You're listening to the audio production of Dismissed, How Media Agendas and Judicial Bias Conspire to Undermine Justice by Todd McMurtry with J.D. Stevenson, published by Geeka Books. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. Dedication. I dedicate this book first and foremost to my wife, Maria C. Carey Garriga. We've been married for over 35 years. She's stood by me through good times and bad. I would not have made it without her. I also want to thank the hundreds of people I've represented over the years. By helping good people through tough times, I've learned so much about the human character. Good people always survive the most severe traumas. Their faith in God and their families support them as they go through tough times. They've taught me how to listen, how to empathize, and how to help move people from a place of vulnerability to reconciliation. My sacrifices for them and theirs for me have made me a better person who hopes he has just a bit of wisdom to share with the world. Chapter 1. Answering the Call. Why I Started Fighting an Impossible Foe. The good lawyer is not the man who has an eye to every side and angle of contingency and qualifies all his qualifications, but who throws himself on your part so heartily that he can get you out of a scrape. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Excellence in the McMurtry House was a way of life. My mother, Janine Vanderveer, was a force of nature. Descended from General Ferdinand Vanderveer of the Union Army, she was always on the move, be it restoring historic homes in Covington, Kentucky, serving as a trauma nurse, or founding a tobacco company. She ensured my brother and I stayed out of trouble as she relentlessly stood by my father's side, who called her his shield maiden. Then there was my father, Stephen McMurtry. Famously, he had very few hobbies. Law, home restorations, and presiding over his family were his passions. In law, he served for over 30 years as the lawyer for the city of Covington, much of that during a time when the city had no insurance. He's been credited with virtually single-handedly keeping Covington out of bankruptcy. During the 1980s and 1990s, he won 20 straight jury verdicts for the city. Even though he worked primarily for the city and the Housing Authority of Covington, he was known throughout the community as a friend to all. An early memory of mine is overhearing two people at the public library, both appearing to be homeless, discussing some troubles one of them was having. After listening to his friend, the other said, "You should really go see Stephen McMurtry. He will help you." The ethics of my family were straightforward and undeniable. Be truthful, stand up for your fellow man, be equal parts tough and distinguished, and in order to uphold these values, go against the grain as often as necessary. Given how my parents lived, it would have been impossible for me not to etch these principles into my core. While I was the child of a lawyer, my upbringing in Covington was alongside an incredibly diverse group of people. Much of that was because my parents were so involved in helping restore areas racked with poverty and hardship. Law, it seemed, was a constant presence in my house. My father's office was nearby, and I remember a steady stream of lawyers being frequent guests while my parents played gracious hosts. Inevitably, case law, courtroom strategy, dealings with opposing counsel, and the behavior of certain judges would lead to long debates into the night. My father often served as the final word. His knowledge and confident demeanor proved too much for most guests. When I graduated from high school at 16, I didn't feel an urge to go straight to college. I didn't want to shove my face in a book. I wanted to experience life. So I enrolled in a couple of part-time classes at Northern Kentucky University and began working at Bonanza Steakhouse, a well-known family-oriented series of restaurants situated in both Ohio and Kentucky. I started as a dishwasher, but within less than a year, I became the head grill man, a position that allowed me to visit multiple Bonanza restaurants in the area where I was the chief instructor on grilling steaks. Looking back, I don't think my amazing cooking skills landed me that job. What enabled me to succeed was my ability to carry myself with authority, clearly communicate ideas, and understand the needs of people. When the time came for me to officially leave for college, I was offered a more prominent role with the restaurant, a tempting offer that I often reflect on to this day. Just one small decision change and I may be the proud owner of a series of Chipotle or Chick-fil-A establishments. But that's another story for another time. Instead, I headed off to Center College in Danville, Kentucky. I was the third generation of my family to attend Center College.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?